Shanahan finds what he does best, finds what is going to work best against the Chiefs.
Right.
But I think you're going to see points while it's happening.
The Chiefs haven't really started fast in the postseason, though. So, I mean, depending on how many possessions they get early in the game, which from a tempo standpoint, as much as San Francisco runs the ball, they're not necessarily plotting in the way that they do it, though.
Right.
They don't have to be a huge time of possession team to put up points, to run the ball, to get the advantage they're looking for physically on the opponent. Very dissimilar from the Titans, where the Titans are looking to control the clock because they want to make sure that they're eating it up and not allowing their opposing offense on the field. That's not necessarily San Francisco, but with as much success as they have running the rock, it can still be advantage 49ers defense because of the field position they can take it with. If San Francisco moves the ball between the 20s, if they are forced to punt, you know, and try to pin Kansas City back, you can still put your defense in an advantageous scenario. I wouldn't be surprised, though, and I would anticipate early in the game there's not going to necessarily be fireworks. It doesn't strike me as an early fireworks game. It strikes me as a game that ramps up towards those fireworks once you – and, you know, who knows? I mean, both coaches have been in the Super Bowl before to whatever extent they have. Obviously, Andy Reid has been there as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Shanahan has been there as a coordinator. So you would think that there will still likely be a level of aggression that they bring to their play calling early on. I just think both defenses are going to provide enough resistance. Well, I don't expect early fireworks. I think they're going to come, though.
Do you run at Nick Bosa? Do you run away from Nick Bosa? It's the Brian Billick line. Mm-hmm. If you run at speed, you run away from strength. He's both.
Yeah, it's a conundrum, and we've discussed that with Khalil Mack before as well. I mean, Bosa is a guy, he's a Big Ten edge defender. He's accustomed to playing the run, and he hits blocks so well. He's willing to do it on a consistent basis. I mean, he loves when the opportunity is there to set himself up to rush the quarterback when he gets to those predictable downs of distance, but he doesn't have to be there. He's perfectly happy just being a run defender. I think the way the opponents need to attack is to try. You know, for Kansas City, they're not necessarily going to be as concerned with whether they run at or away, but it's going to be about how frequently they can keep the entire pass rush off balance, because they don't necessarily care to run the ball that much anyway. It's kind of just enough, not even really to keep you honest, but just to give Mahomes an occasional break, just to give the offense an opportunity to occasionally roll off the ball and hit somebody. But overall, they're really just using the run to set up the opportunity for Mahomes to attack, for Mahomes to move the pocket, for Mahomes to look for that strike play opportunity that usually is going to be there because of the amount of speed that they can throw at you. So I think from a Bosa standpoint, you're going to see them try to move him and that entire San Francisco defensive front laterally over and over again with some now routes, with some sprints and rolls of the pocket, with some run game that will likely, because you can try to attack Bosa, but then if you're running away from Bosa, then maybe there's that backside heavy five technique, whether it's Armstead or Buckner, depending on the overall formation, who's still going to be flowing from the backside of it as well. So it doesn't necessarily automatically avoid a great defensive lineman.
And if you try to screen them, those linebackers are so fast that they can blow up so much of it before you can even get people where they need to be.
Without a doubt. And when you're doing that, even if the screen is ineffective, but if you can get that defensive line in that tennis match sort of manner, just thinking as opposed to the blood is in my fingertips and I'm seeking and destroying in a vertical manner in that opposing backfield. If you put them in the mind that maybe I'm hesitating, I'm sort of oozing out of my stance as opposed to exploding out in the way that you have that full commitment to your rush, then give them just enough lateral early on where they're not fully committed to exploding into the backfield. That's a part of what Kansas City does so effectively already that will have to be a part of their game plan this Sunday.
Feels like with Kansas City, and looking at their run game to try and keep San Francisco off balance, or at least out of a predictable schedule as best you can, is like finding the places where Andy Reid picks a 2nd and 2 or a 2nd and 3 and then puts the ball down to run it. You know, finds an advantageous situation to do that kind of thing. So you're not staring at a loss of yardage. And then a potential, what I think could feel in this game like a turnover if you take a sack on third and then are punting the ball. I think those are your places, or at least it feels like to me, those are your places to watch where Reed runs and how he does it.
I'd say it's even more, I think that's more of a concern for San Francisco than it is for Kansas City, where KC, they like to protect the football. Mahomes isn't necessarily going to turn it over really at all in his postseason career up to this point. But they do know that when they've been stymied, and especially most importantly here in the postseason, that they've been able to find opportunities to still get on a run, to still go into, you know, Golden State Warriors mode, where they're going to find a way to put several possessions together to get into their rhythm and start to play the game at their tempo. So I do think that, you know, the run game will be a portion of what Kansas City does. But if it is stymied or if they do have to punt, especially early in the game, I don't think that necessarily is as big a concern because they know as long as we keep getting the ball, we're going to find something.
I kind of see the Chiefs offense as almost in their red zone numbers aren't great relative to the rest of what they do, you know, to score the football from deep and take big shots. They don't have a super red zone offense. Part of that is because the zone shortens up and Mecole Hardman's 4.2 speed doesn't matter if you're only running, you know, 10 yards or something. The Niners are really good in red zone defense. How do you take advantage of something like that if you're Saleh? How do you take advantage of that weakness and make sure you turn them back or at least force them to three?
See, if you're going to survive, you need to make sure you're rolling coverage towards someone on the majority of their plays. It's just a matter of figuring out who's that individual that you try to take away between the 20s. I think that's where you focus on Tyreek Hill. Once you get in the red zone, that's where you focus on Travis Kelce. Yeah. Kelce will get you between the 20s. There's no doubt about it, but he's not going to get you for 60 to 80 yards like Tyreek Hill is. Once you get in the red zone, that's where Kelce, his mass, his route running ability, can defeat multiple defenders.
Just like Adam Shaheen.
See, I would look at that differently. Is because you have the effective added defender of the back of the end zone, limiting the shape of what they can do. They can't take the top off that defense. You can get a much more aggressive jam at the line of scrimmage. You can be much more physical in not allowing these free releases and say, go ahead. If they're on their own 20, your risk reward there for whiffing on that or being, having a swim move against you or just having a false step where then that guy's got his hand in the air and they're running free. That's not going to happen when you're that close. I mean, you can really be aggressive and attack some of the receivers, right?
Well, and I think that kind of ends up saying the same thing in the manner that you will need to pick your poison essentially as a defense because they can throw Watkins at you and Hill and Hardman and of course Kelce. But out of those guys, and the weird thing is, as far as the players with the football in their hands, Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman have been clocked at a faster speed than even Tyreek Hill has this season, specifically with the football in their hands.